He's getting out easy because Bezavez has caught him up at the apex of the cage. He's pulling Mateen back into the top. Oh, yes, Mateen is in trouble. Bezavez loops the eWrestling.org over his head. Mateen is teetering on the top of the cage. Bezavez standing on the top turnbuckle. Bezavez pushes off. Oh, my God! What the fuck was that? Right of judgment off the top of the cage, and these two men just completely and utterly went through the ring. A cavernous hole has engulfed both of them, and good Lord Almighty, someone must be dead. The medical team has rushed down to the aisle, and they're trying to open the cage, but it appears to be such cavernous and moving, and oh my God, you've got to be kidding me. Can anything keep him down? Mr. Mateen is emerging from the hole. He's getting up and he's raising his arms. I don't see Bezos. Oh, Mateen just collapsed on the canvas. He's out cold. My God, I think something's really wrong with him. Hey, look, there's his hand. Bezos is out getting up out of the hole. Bezos is pulling himself out of the bowels of the ring. Tossing Mateen next to Canada. Both the legs of Kavanaugh and Mateen. 1, 2, 3. This one is over. Both of Mr. Mateen is now on a 90-day vacation. My God, what a match. My God, what a war. My God, what a show. Wrestling.
Located in the hometown of our brand new eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, Absolutely Real. I'm Simon Paul, a.k.a. The Promo Machine. And with Mr. Petit out of WWA for 90 days, I don't think anyone is sure exactly what's going to happen on tonight's show in lieu of the absence of our suspended eWrestling.org owner. Tonight, The Real will address not only his loyal fans, not only the people here in Canada, not only people all over the world, but he will address everyone on the WWA roster celebrating like only the Canadian Wrestle God can. But before we can get to the brand new heavyweight champion celebration, let's talk about this main event that he's in tonight. In a few hours, Lee Real will be stepping into the ring with his partner, Daryl Bazov, and in front of them will be the newly formed team of Derek Cheapshot Parks and True Greatness, Mike Morrison. Parks and Morrison have formed what they are calling the new dynasty of wrestling, and from what I've gathered, their goal is to dispose of anyone and everyone who stands in the way of them gaining the World Heavyweight Championship belt. So far, Daryl Bazov has yet to arrive in the building, but don't think for one moment that Lee Real is going to be left without a partner. Daryl Bazov is reborn and told Lee Real, no matter what happened during their match tonight, that Daryl Bazov will be there to protect the Canadian Wrestle God. Speaking of no-shows, I've been just handed a letter from Warren Hayes, the manager of Rick Righteous, and instead of giving my version of what this letter says, let me read it to you. Dear Mr. Champion, due to a prior commitment, Rick Righteous will be unable to attend tonight's show. We regret to inform WWA that Mr. Righteous has executed his rights under the enclosed agreement and expects to fully be compensated for his mere mention on the roster. Sincerely, Warren Hayes Esquire, Executive Counsel to Rick Righteous. Executing his rights? What the hell is that supposed to mean? Look, Rick Righteous was booked. He entered into a contract over a month ago, and Rick Righteous is now legally bound to show up on tonight's show. What does this mean? He can just pick and choose where he wants to wrestle? And who? He can't do that. Nobody can do that. Where's Mr. Where's Scott Champion? Where's the WWE president, for God's sakes? I warned you all when we opened this show that it was going to be very bizarre. And with Mr. Petit out of the way, it appears the inmates are going to be running the asylum. Speaking of running the asylum, I've just been mobbed here at ringside by a dozen RCMP officers. They have lined the ringside area, so let's go to the ring where ring announcer Michael Stuffer will introduce Lee Real's manager, Madison, as she sings for us the Canadian National Anthem. Ladies and gentlemen, it is at this time that Mr. Real would like everybody to rise for the singing of the Canadian National Anthem.
Absolute Real.
And it appears that even Lee Real right now is overcome by emotion. Well, Lee Real has the mic. Take it away, champ.
Some have said that my title reign is a joke. One man even said it was a fluke and that he blacked out. Still others have disrespected me and my country by calling me just another stupid Canadian. Canadian, and I am damn proud to be one. I'm proud to be a part of a country that includes great fans and great people that all of you here in Toronto. So they can call me a joke. They can call me an unproven champion. A stupid Canadian and a fluke. None of them matter. I don't care what the boys in the office say. They can kiss my red and white maple leaf. I don't care what the boys in the back say out of jealousy, because they will say the same damn thing. We will go through the same song and dance whenever a new champion is crowned, because as long as it's not them, they will be jealous. They will be pissed off, and they will cry and cry about it. Everyone always thinks they can be better than the champion that's in place. Everyone always thinks they can beat the champ, outdo the champ, break the champ. Well, I'm here to prove that you can't, and I intend to prove all of the boys in the back wrong. They won't break me. They won't outdo me, and they won't beat me for my title. I work too damn hard to get it, and I'm not giving it up that easy. All these fans know the truth, and they've given me the respect that I deserve, the respect that I have earned. These fans are the reason I came back to this ring. They're the reason I rehab several hours a day. They're the reason I dealt with the politics. Because they asked for me to return. They begged for me to return and repair a legacy torn by the lies and bullshit that came out of the mouth of our ex-champion, Rick Righteous. He says he blacked out. Always got an excuse. I say I knocked him the fuck out. I beat him clean in the middle of the ring with the highlight of the night. I took all the crap about him being superior, about him ending my career, and about him being unbeatable, and I shoved it straight up his egotistical. I am the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion. This is a new beginning for me. This is my second chance at greatness that was stolen from me by the lovable Rick Righteous and the chair. This in a new beginning for the WEWA, was a champion that the fans love and respect. This is a new beginning for wrestling as we know it, because this is the beginning of a new millennium. It's a fresh start and a new era.
blah, 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 blah. Tell me, Real, do you ever shut up? That's right, and I could steal each and every one of your husbands right now if I wanted to.
Trying to steal all the people's husbands? Don't you already have enough boyfriends? More than DCP, Avenger, Little Mikey, and Mini-V, all the time you like to get.
First of all, Real, I'm only with DCP. What I need you to do is shut your mouth so I can introduce to you the guy that will be taking that eWrestling.org World Heavyweight title from you very soon. Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, and that bitch Madison standing in the ring, I give to you my man, DCP, Derek, Cheap Shot Park. He is one half of the NDW, the new dynasty of wrestling.
It's all about me, DCP.
Well, here comes DCP, and folks, he does not look happy at all. I think DCP actually hates Canada.
Oh, no. He's going to give me a GBU ass whooping. I better watch myself. It's DCP, Derek Cheap Trick Parks. You're just as old and tired. There's nothing new about you or your so-called dynasty. Don't dynasties usually feature championships? Seems to me you're looking at half the champions in this federation. And since I don't see a belt, I don't think you're the other half. I'm the one, the only, the original dynasty of pro wrestling.
Dynasty? You've got to be kidding me. Real, you're a joke. You call yourself a champion? You beat a handicapped man to win that title around your waist at the iPay-per-view. How pathetic is that? Well, you better enjoy your title reign while it lasts, because soon and very soon, that title will be wrapped around my waist. Soon, that title will be wrapped around the waist of DCP.
Your waist, I thought that the NDW was a team with a common goal. Why not Mikey's waist? Hell, why not Sarah's waist? She clearly has control of the two little pups. You stand there and talk about me being a handicapped man. First of all, I hardly consider him being deaf a factor in me knocking his ass unconscious. You don't need to listen to avoid punches being thrown at you, or kicks, or to get in the way when someone's falling on top of you. And secondly, you do realize that it took both members of the NDW, the new dynasty or whatever, it took both of you to beat down the guy who was a joke and could barely beat your so-called handicapped man.
My waist, Michael's waist, either way it's coming home to the NDW very soon, you Canadian dumb fuck. Laugh all you want, because tonight the NDW is going to beat your ass. Tonight the NDW is going to show you why everyone has been talking about us all month long. You're the past, Real. The NDW is the future. Tonight, we will show you what the NDW is all about. You talk about team? What the hell do you know about team? Your tag team partner hasn't showed his face all month, and he has yet to arrive here in the building tonight. It's going to be a long night for you. Getting your ass kicked by the NDW.
You're right. He's not here. But if my count is correct, there's only one slot and one bitch on top of that stage. So where's little Mikey? When the Avengers testing out the new greatness brand, Vaseline?
That's funny, Real. Really it is, but I hate to disappoint you, but the fact is, Michael is in the building. But he's taking care of some last-minute vendor business right now. But don't you worry, he'll be in that ring later tonight to knock your head off with a thunderstruck.
That's good. I wouldn't want anyone bitching or whining and complaining and excuses when you guys fail to get the job done tonight. That was so last year. The time expired, man. And all I heard you was, "Wah, I can't tell time. Wah, I didn't win the big gold belt." Or, "Wah, I pissed people off so they beat me up." And I was just too much of a little bitch to get the job done. Excuses, excuses. That's all I hear from the two of you. You complain about the old guard at the top, but you two remind me of nothing but a whiny bitch. Our ex-champion, his excuse is ready before things even happen.
The only bitch in the arena tonight is that skank Madison standing next to you.
For some reason, these fans love hearing you speak, Real. So I'm going to allow them to enjoy your speech some more before the NDW kicks your ass tonight. I hope you and the Boy Wonder brought your good. I hope you two boys brought your bad. And I hope you brought your ugly. Because you know the NDW will be bringing it and so much more. I'll be seeing your ass in the ring later tonight.
Wow. Wasn't that nice of him to come out and visit all of us? It was really nice for him to attend my little party. Wasn't it, folks? Come on. Give him a standing ovation. He needs some cheering up, you know. He's been holding on these kind of tight leaping, and he's just not getting his usual exercise. But seriously, I'm not going to let him ruin my night. I'm not going to let the NDW ruin my night. I'm the champ. This is my homecoming. That's right. I'm from Toronto. We all know it. So, let's get this party started.
Absolutely Real has come into Canada. He has flaunted his World Heavyweight Championship. He has pretty much stood up to the NDW. But I can only see in Lee Real's future many more contenders, many more challengers, and many more people coming after what is now the most prized possession in sports entertainment today. Lee Real, I hope you live up to every single amount of hype and feeling that these Canadian people believe you are capable of living up to, because the WWA roster is the most talented in the world today. And if you're not sure, each and every week, if you drop the ball on just one day, you're going to lose that world title, and there's going to be nothing that you're going to be able to do about it. All right, folks, we're going to take a break, and when we return, it's going to be Joel Saunders taking on Chris Ross in a flagpole match. My God, Lee Real, you are just unreal!